leading the news this morning. Two Australian Special Forces soldiers have been wounded in a bomb blast in Afghanistan. The Defence Force says an improvised explosive device detonated during a patrol in Helmand Province. Another coalition soldier and two soldiers from the Afghan army were also hurt in the incident. Pope Francis has appealed for world peace in his first Easter message since being elected pontiff. The new pope led Easter Sunday celebrations in front of an estimated 250,000 people in St. Peter's Square. He prayed for reconciliation on the Korean Peninsula and an end to the ongoing bloodshed in Syria. Dumped Labor Minister Simon Crean has stepped up his attack on plans to tax superannuation earnings. The senior Labor MP says the proposal is tantamount to taxing retirement savings simply to fund the budget surplus. It comes after government frontbencher Craig Emerson called for a debate on superannuation tax breaks for the rich. The Australian government is considering imposing tougher sanctions on North Korea. The rogue nation declared it was in a state of war with South Korea and also warned any provocation would lead to nuclear conflict. The United Nations has already banned the supply of weapons and nuclear materials to North Korea. And police are concerned about a teenager who went missing from her home northwest of Melbourne a week ago. 16-year-old Sheridan Rutland was last seen leaving her home in Brookfield on Sunday, March the 24th.